Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And happy weekend. Frank Rush here with another Focus on Community. It's good to have you along this weekend as we talk about making sure that, well, okay, look, if you need education, that's fine. We're going to talk about your kids' education today. And sometimes, let's face it, that can be a little bit of a challenge. And if you ever sit there across the kitchen table and looked at your child and thought, I don't know what they're talking about, there is help for both you and your child. And that is why today we are talking with Susan Smith Rhodes from Rhodes Holman Institute of Technology. Now, back in the day when it originally started out, it was the homework hotline. But Susan, now it's what?
It's Ask Rose Homework Help.
And that started, about a year or two ago, the name change?
Yes. We changed the name to more accurately reflect what we do, because a hotline tends to emphasize the phone, and students can contact us. They can still contact us via the phone, but students can also send an email, or they can just chat with a tutor. We find that students are wanting to use different technologies, and so we are trying to allow the students to contact us in a method that they feel most comfortable.
And with today's kids, probably I would assume that the texting and the chat probably gets at least as much use, if not the actual voice call, right?
We do. We're seeing an increase in the chats and the emails, but particularly the chats continue to grow each year as students are seeking help with their math and science homework.
And we're talking math and science. Do they ever get any help with anything else, or are you guys strictly pretty much math and science?
We focus on math and science, but if a student calls and has another question and our tutors feel comfortable and capable of answering it, they'll certainly do that. But our focus is students in grades 6 through 12.
Now, the homework hotline, or Ask Rose, back in the day when it first started, when did this actually start? It's been going for a number of years now.
This actually started in 1991. So we've been going well over 25 years and continue to have great success with the program. And actually, since its inception, our tutors have conducted more than 700,000 tutoring sessions.
Wow. How many?
700,000.
Holy cow. That's quite a bit. And again, this is made to help kids out who are having little problems with, well, we say homework, but just for their studies in general. If they've got a question and sitting there kind of trying to read over something, they don't get it. That's where you guys can come in. And I imagine you have pretty much turned out to be a real blessing to a lot of parents who sit there and look at it and go, oh man, we didn't do this when I was in school.
Well, and all of our tutors are Rhodes Holman students, and so they're math, science, and engineering majors, and they've recently graduated from high school, and so they remember that material, and they don't give answers, but they try to guide students through the homework problems, and particularly in the way that those questions or that concept and that material is taught in schools today.
And I know this may sound a little flippant, but if there are students at Rhodes Holman, their math and science knowledge, even if they're just fresh out of high school, is probably better than the most average people.
They have a very extensive background in that. But one of the things that we do with the program is we make sure that we provide a lot of tutor training and questioning techniques. So the tutor might say, what equation do you think you'd use to solve the problem? Or what did your teacher say in class? So our tutors ask those probing questions, and they're reminded that they're always dealing with younger students, and so we really work with our tutors on their ability to communicate with students of all skill and comprehension levels.
How much training do these folks actually go through? I mean, you mentioned that they do get some training. I mean, are we talking several hours worth? How does that work?
Yes. Actually, they have several hours of training on tutoring techniques and working with younger students, but then they also do some observations and some hands-on work so that they listen and monitor chats and emails and calls until they feel comfortable. So we have a very extensive training program.
Even though Rhodes Holman students technically come from far and wide, I mean, anywhere around the globe they could be from, how many of these Rhodes students actually are beneficiaries of the homework hotline when they were in school?
We have a number of tutors that have, in fact, called or emailed or chatted with the homework hotline when they were in high school, and they're now employed as tutors. And the reason that they're doing this is that they said they received great help, and they want to help the next generation or the next group of students to feel more comfortable with math and science.
We're talking
and
ask.
So they want to give back.
We're talking about Ask Rose today and how kids can get a little bit of help with their math and science homework. So how many of the tutors now? Maybe, I mean, let's face it. A lot of folks go to Rose because they want to become engineers in math, science, and in a lot of different fields that require the kind of knowledge that Rose imparts. But how many of these kids actually think, you know, maybe being a math and science teacher is not such a bad idea once they get involved in this?
Well, we've had a number of students that have become math and science teachers, but also we have a number of our former students that just get involved in their community and maybe with a community-based tutoring program, whether they're in Minneapolis or maybe they're in Phoenix. But I think it really does instill in them the importance of community engagement, and we know our students are going to be excellent mathematicians, scientists, and engineers, but we want to make sure that they're strong community citizens wherever they are.
And as you talk about that, I mean, these students at Rose, this working on the Ask Rose help site here, this is in addition to what their normal class load, their normal homework load is. This is what they do above and beyond, because I've talked to some kids that have been students in Rose, and even the smartest ones out there, they have a lot of work to do. So this is really going above and beyond for them.
It is. We have a very demanding curricular at Rose-Hulman, but our tutors tend to be the ones that want to give back. And so they work Sunday through Thursday evening from 7 to 10 p.m. And we have about 140 tutors on staff, so a tutor may work one or two evenings a week in order to be able to manage both working and that intense load of the curriculum.
I was going to ask you how many Rose students you actually had working the Ask Rose helpline here. Do you ever find yourself at a shortage, or do you have too many that want to help?
No, we have, we recruit students, and so we have about 30 per evening. And but about 140 on staff, so we have, I think, the capacity to deal with any questions or problems that come up.
You talked about how many students and calls and questions that you've handled over the years since the inception, but what's an average evening look like?
Well, we get about 32,000 between 32 and 33,000 calls per or tutoring sessions per year, and that includes also the phone, the chat, and the email.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot. Now, do you handle just Vigo County, or I know that you've kind of branched out to where you handle other areas too, right?
No, it goes well beyond Vigo County. Last year we had tutoring sessions with students from all 92 Indiana counties and 47 states.
Holy cow. Wow.
Someone finds us on the internet or on Facebook or Instagram, they may contact us and we'll certainly help them with their homework.
Back in the day when this first started, I remember being told by, and I know you've been there pretty much since the beginning, haven't you?
Yes, I was the founder of the program.
All right. Well, I remember maybe if it wasn't you, it was somebody else out there told me that in the beginning, you used to have a couple of shelves with the regular textbooks on them out there from the schools here in Vigo County. Then, of course, you branched out and you got bigger and better. How do you handle that now?
There are certain textbooks that are used in Indiana, and so we have those textbooks for our tutors to use as reference. If a student's working from a worksheet, that student can also just send us the worksheet, or we don't have to have anything. We will sometimes encourage students to even go to our website where we have over 500 online resources that might help a student. So our tutors have a lot of hard copy textbooks, plus a lot of online resources to assist students.
Now, you mentioned that one thing right there. There's a lot of online resources. What's your website, and what can students find there without actually calling and texting anybody? What's some of the things that they can find there to get help?
They can find a variety of math and science resources, ranging from geometry to algebra to biology. So lots of different resources, and our website is askrose.org.
You know, I really wish you guys would have existed a few years earlier, back when I was in high school. Because I had a geometry teacher tell me one time, He said, "You really just don't get this, do you?" And I'm, no, I don't. Geometry was not one of my better. Algebra was okay, but geometry was horrible. So, but anyway, so we've got all the kids at Rose out there now. And how many of them stick with it through their whole college career out there? Or do they just go in for a year and do it?
No, most of our tutors, we're proud to say, once they become a homework hotline tutor, they want to stay throughout their 4 years. And so we're very, very fortunate to have a number of students who will be with us 3 or 4 years.
Now, I don't know this. It's just kind of one of those curiosity questions that popped in my head. Obviously, these are students for the most part. You ever have any staff out there at Rose that want to get in and do this?
No, we try to keep it just with our students because they're the ones that are closest to the material, and I think that they can relate best to the students who are contacting us. And so we use Rose Holman students because it also is a benefit to our students because it helps them with their communication skills, and it also helps them with their problem-solving skills so they can use what they do during the evening to then apply to their classes during the day to look at problems from a variety of different angles.
With all the people that you come in contact with, like you said, in all the counties in Indiana, plus, what do you say, 47 states, I think, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about that, how are you guys actually funded? Because, I mean, this thing is much bigger now than I think maybe, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is probably bigger than you ever thought it was going to be.
It is. We started with basically in a little storage room with 3 phones, and now we have an actual contact center with software. So it's a lot bigger than we anticipated. The first year we had 328 calls, and now we're in the 30,000 every year. So it's expanded, and we're just excited that we can help as many students as possible.
So where do you want this to go next? I mean, you didn't plan on it becoming what it is now. I mean, you hoped it would get bigger and better. Well, now all of a sudden it's this behemoth that's really helping thousands of people. So where do you want to go next?
We will continue to enhance our use of technology. We're also working with a project right now that's a data collection project so that we can share with stakeholders, educators, pre-service teachers, the most frequent calls and chats and emails that we're getting in the subject. So we can not just say that we had this science call, but it was that we had someone that had this question and in chemistry, and it was stoichiometry, so that we can pinpoint where students are really struggling in a particular subject. And then we're sharing that with educators.
Have you gotten any feedback from local educators that says, wow, we didn't realize that this wasn't quite getting through like we thought it was?
We get frequent feedback from educators, and they're really glad that we're out there to help their students when they're not available sometimes in the evening. And it's just a real sharing of information because we all want students to excel and become stronger in their academic success.
Obviously, this is, I mean, it's a free service to the students, but it's got to cost Rose something because the hardware and the infrastructure in order to do this, it's got to come from somewhere. What kind of help do you guys get? Is it strictly in-house at Rose, or do you get anything from outside the college?
No, we are funded by Lilly Endowment.
Oh, okay. All right. And have they been with you from the beginning, too?
Just about, yes.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. So if folks locally, I mean, what do you recommend people do if they just have their kids call you guys, text, email, all that kind of stuff?
Yep, they can just if they need math or science homework help, they can call 877-ASK-ROSE, or if they want to chat or email, do that via askrose.org, our website, and it's Sunday through Thursday from 7 to 10 p.m.
All right. It's a great service. Like I said, wish they had it when I was in school, but hey, you know.
Me too.
At least you've got it now. Susan Smith Rhodes, one of the founders of the Ask Rose hotline that's out there. We appreciate you spending some time with us today. If your kids have maybe a little need of help when it comes to homework, give it a shot. It's a great program. It's served thousands of people over the years, and it's going to be around for a while. That's it for Focus on Community this week. If you missed part of the show, want to hear it again, just go to our website, listen back to the podcast. It's there for you. All you have to do is just give it a listen. You can play it online or even download it, listen back to it if you want, and we'll see you again next week.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.